WJBR Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear.
Everybody, you're in the basement with Javon and Tourette. This is Melba Moore.
Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Tourette on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
All our offers, though, Jay.
I'm gonna send y'all some.
After I get an address, I'll send
y'all
some.
You can send me some cologne, cause I mean, you know. Just in case I should meet Shaka Khan, I want to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh God.
Okie dokie, man. Whatever you say.
With time, so
and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just gonna keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, just do this.
Giving y'all a chance to settle in. How is everybody doing? What's up, Pop? Thank you so much. And he's right. You are watching and listening to In the Basement with Javon and Therese on WJBR Internet Radio with our special guest tonight, none other than the legendary Evelyn Champagne King. I'm trying to tell you. That's my girl right there. Boogie down from the crown, okay? That's what's up. That's what's up. I hope everybody is feeling well and you're taking care of yourself and you're staying safe. And if you are watching on Facebook, please jump over right now to YouTube Live at WJBR Internet Radio, okay? And it is Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear. So right now, right about now for you, and I'm feeling silky smooth about it. Yes. How you doing?
What it do? What it do? That was some fancy stuff there. I like that. What were you playing? What was that?
What was that? That was a song called Crystallize. It's not even a new song. It's a Frankie Knuckles.
Ah. Frankie Knuckles.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a song called Crystallize. I can play a little more of it if you like it.
Yeah, nice.
Let's do it. Switch it up. That was getting me into an I mood, you know?
Ooh. What about the music in that was dope.
We can have a little background music if you like, Rezzy. We can keep the music under us. That's fine.
Happy hump day, everybody. Happy hump day, Misty J.
Happy hump day. Hope everybody's getting a happy hump on.
Hey. We got a few birthdays.
Yeah. I love this young lady right here, Kiki. Hi, Kiki.
Kiki Rodriguez. Kiara Rodriguez.
You want to give those birthday shout-outs?
Okay, so it looks like we got a shout-out to Lloyd Parks, the original member of Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Okay, now, one of my faves. And it looks like one of my, I don't know if today was Malcolm Jamal Warner's birthday. That's known as Theo Huxtable, Cosby Show, Malcolm McGee, or Malcolm and Eddie. Musician, writer, yes, a producer, absolutely. And good guy. And of course we have the infamous and iconic, legendary Sarah Dash of LaBelle fame. And
absolutely.
Inductee of the Hall of Fame, New Jersey Hall of Fame musician session. Happy, happy birthday to every one of you. The new season, that's right. Nice.
Yeah, there's that.
Happy holiday, Silky Smooth.
How you doing, Resi Poo?
I'm good today. Good day. Had a good full day today. Super, super busy. And got it all done before this storm hits us. Is it gray out where you are?
No, it's rather pink with white ceiling. I'm watching with you all.
Pink, you said?
Yeah, it's like a pale pink.
Okay. Pale pink.
It's the way we found it, and yep, I kept it that way.
Oh, powder puff pink.
Yep. I think it's time though for me to get it together. I always say I'm gonna repaint it, but I am on a new mission.
Uh oh.
I'm still going through DVDs, by the way. I'm still looking at movies, but I am on a declutter mission.
Oh, now that's an interesting one. I could possibly join you there a little bit, but only in my basement. But I, you know, sometimes decluttering to me means if I have not seen it or touched it in a year, then it goes in the trash. I don't look at it.
In a year, that's all you got? That's the best you got? I found some stuff just on 2013. Cards I had not mailed out.
Are they filled out?
Yeah.
Oh.
There was a stamp on it and everything. Just never made it out the basement. Not everything does, you know.
Make
it out the basement. Yeah. And just all kinds of things like receipts and scripts from shows that I produced. Like I must have started hoarding stuff in 2012, 2013, because that's where most of the stuff came from.
Uh-huh.
In this one particular spot. I am now interested in going deeper. That could get scary, though.
Oh, boy.
You never know what you're going to find. It's like a box of chocolates.
Yeah. Did you see, then you may be convinced to keep it because it'll have some...
Yeah, most of it, not all of it. Some of it is just stuff. It's like email addresses, you know? Like if I find your email address in that pile, and if I am not emailing you now, I need to throw that email address away because guess what? I don't even remember your name. I don't remember why I have your email address. I don't remember who you are.
That's when we were writing things?
That's when I was writing. Yeah, I used to write things.
Would you say Z? Time warp.
Word. I mean, that's when I was writing songs too. I mean, I found one good song. I was like, this is really good until I got to the end. And I was like, Javon, see, that's why your shit stay on the shelf. Cause you ain't never had no sense. Not even then. It started out like a really romantic, like I see you in the distance sort of song. I don't know. I don't have it like in front of me, or else I would read it, like the lyrics. But then it ends up grimy. It's creepy. You know, I was like, oh, there goes Miss McCreepy. Yep, I certainly must have written that. I don't remember writing it, but that has my stamp on it.
Your stamp of a creepy approval.
You know, yep, there goes Miss McCreepy. That's the problem. And the song, Losing My Motherfucking Mind, that I wrote, I think it's Misty J calls it the stalker song. She's like, yeah, more stalker songs.
Oh, God. Hilarious.
To me, it's a great song, you know. I mean, but it is a bit creepy.
Is there a window in the basement? I don't remember.
Oh, right. Pop asked that question. Yeah, there's a window. It stays closed with the shades drawn. But there's a window.
It does it have bring light down, natural light?
Not much.
Is it like, it's probably underneath the house then?
It's not under the house, but where the base of it sits on the patio, so you're getting low light.
Gotcha.
Next up on Hoarders, Silky Smooth, J. Rula, none other than Javon.
Have you ever watched that show, Hoarders?
Yes. Okay, so full disclosure, I went to a barbecue to hang out with some friends, right? I got out.
Yeah.
Hello, LaVon. How about we start with hello? How about we start with hello?
Hey, y'all. Hey,
oh, there it is. There it is. Hey, y'all. Oh, my God, you're a hoarder, too? Yeah. So, yeah. So, I went to this barbecue, and it was this beautiful young lady who has to come on this show. We have to have her on the show. I sit down. There's a bench, and there's some, you know, people sitting at the bench, my friends, my buds, whatever. And the young lady is the daughter of one of my friends, but, like, I don't know this young lady really well at all. I mean, I think I've seen her at one function. Probably she's all of 24 years old, so I, you know, never really had a conversation with her. Mm-hmm. And anyone who's ever hung out with me, and if Cheryl's there, they'll know that Cheryl goes off by herself and she don't talk to many people unless she feels like it or whatever. I digress. This young lady starts talking about how, you know, she likes to be tarot cards and so forth and so on. So she was very intelligent and very articulate. So, you know, we love the youth. So we're engaging her. And we're like, okay, you have some tarot cards. You want to do your little tarot cards, whatever. She said, I didn't bring my tarot cards because I thought I might have a drink, and I don't like to, you know, do tarot cards when I have a drink. So, but if somebody has a deck of cards, I can do it from a deck of cards. I don't even need, you know, like tarot cards. I was like, oh, that's interesting. So somebody gives her a deck of cards, and she starts saying some true stuff about one of my buddies at the table that I know is some true stuff. And I'm like, oh, she's good. And then she starts talking to another friend of mine, and I'm like, oh, dang, she got y'all. But I'm thinking to myself, she probably knows them because they're closer to the friend who is her mother, her step parent, parental assistant is what I like. Then she said, okay, you're up next. Don't be scared. I'm like, I'm not scared, baby. It's all right. You know, I'm good. And she said, you have to empty your wallet. You have to empty your wallet right now. I said, what do you mean, empty my wallet? She said, if you keep carrying around all the junk that you have in your wallet, you will not have room for the blessing that's trying to fill your wallet.
Oh.
She said, said, do you have a wallet on you right now? I said, yeah. She said, pull out your wallet and just, you don't have to show me what's in your wallet, but start emptying the things that have no value. So everybody's going to go on the table about my wallet. Big daddy wallet. I'm pulling out all this. It was nothing. They said, we're going to have to get you a bag for that. They got me a self-same bag that was like this. And how all that paper fit into my wallet? Wow. So, yeah. Deep. And then she started telling me some other stuff. And I was like, okay, I knew you had them, you know, but now you reading me. Mm. So yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And then she got a little Miss Cheryl. And she was, you know, right there too. I told her, I said, look, if you that woman over there, you know, she, don't tell her to start asking people to work around the house or anything, okay?
So out of all the people that she said, so to speak, it was all accurate, including yourself?
Including myself. There was one thing that I didn't like hearing. So, you know, some things you don't want to hear. So you don't, you know, like, however. The long story short, because it could, you know, I could make a short story long. I left there understanding that, and a lot of what she was saying was that I have to declutter. Said if I go home and go through all that stuff, I'm going to find some gems. I'm going to find some jewels. She told me that I need to start really focusing on my creative stuff again. I dance around it, but I don't focus on it. She said that I should really do that, and I should sing more. I was like, in front of people? But I didn't say that out loud. I thought that. I'm like, oh, I'm singing. But she was like, you know, it has to do with music and you're creative. You know, she wasn't really specific. What did she say? She said something about me hoarding. And then really encouraged me to free up stuff. She said, the one thing you don't want is this is what she said, Rez. You're going to know exactly what it was, too. She said, the last thing you want is this to happen to you again, where you ask for a blessing and you're not ready for it, so it's pulled back.
Mm-hmm.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. And her young 24-year-old self, okay? That was kind of deep, right?
Interesting.
Yeah, you know, because my mind went right there, but I didn't. One thing I don't like to do, like if someone claims to be psychic or a reader or whatever, I don't like to give them anything. I'm not giving you that. But tell me about my mother. I'm not doing that. I'm not giving you anything to feed off of. How I sat down and you, she, and then I started thinking about it because I was like, did she see my ass and I walked by and the big wallet? And I was like, how did she know I had this big daddy wallet, you know? But I thought about it and there's no way she on my wallet before I sit down. And there's nobody, including nobody in this house, who would know what's in it, you know? So it's really, really groovy, man.
That's interesting.
Yeah. A lot of fun. But she also inspired me to, you know, start cleaning up some stuff, you know, like start throwing away some stuff, start looking into stuff. She said, you know, if you start going through, if you look, you're going to find something good. There's something good right under your nose. You have to clean up. You have to throw away a lot of stuff, and you're going to see it. So, I don't know. Another dirty song I wrote.
Well, I hope you find whatever it is you're supposed to find.
Me too. Happiness in the bag.
Blue Indigo Children. What's that?
What is that? Oh, Blue Indigo. I heard of that before.
Blue Indigo Children?
Yeah. Children who make an agreement to be born something. I don't remember. But am I on the right track, Gabby? Can you just write out what it means? But Blue Indigo Children has to do with people who are seers who are born to do something, I think. But yeah, that was really fun. So I asked her if she, you know, would be interested to come on the show, because when Simone came on, people tend to really like that sort of thing. Why not?
Speaking of barbecues, I ran into one of our favorite DJs, female Missy Moles.
Oh, Missy.
Missy. And, for a minute, you know, that's my lovely sister. It's so funny seeing a private party and walking into Missy. I was like, hey, it's so funny. She plays.
Yeah, she's good people too.
Yeah, sure.
She didn't tell you. Because once I had actually ran into her, she was DJing a wedding of a friend of mine. So me and her started chatting it up, and I said, "Oh, you should come through the show."
She shared.
She did share.
She did.
I forgot all about it. Actually, Therese, in all honesty, and I apologize, Missy, if you're watching, but that was the week my dad was in the hospital. He was dying. And so everything that I didn't even want to really, as much as I was only there at the wedding because I love my friends so much that I really needed to be there physically to support them. But I felt bad and guilty. I felt like I should have been in the hospital, even though he didn't die that day. But he was really not doing well. I was a wreck. So forgive me. It wasn't my heart.
No, I don't think she's on that. You know, I just told her we'd check in with her and try to secure some dates.
Yeah. We'll have her come through.
Yeah. Good DJ. She did, and she did just that. They alternated between the live band and the DJs, and you know, of course, it was an amazing. It was actually a beautiful, beautiful party.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't go out to too many parties that way these days, for obvious reasons. And you know, if I go, I mean, I'm really very. It was an outdoor event, which is one of the reasons why I said okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a better look for me than an indoor or anything, you know.
Absolutely. We haven't come out of it.
No. And, you know, I think that you'll be hearing a lot of new news where these vaccinations are concerned. And you'll hear a lot of new news about new variants that the vaccinations
have caused.
So, you know, I started my day off very, very early today. And I did some grounding in the morning. And in that, you know, it helps me set not only my intention, it also helps me set just the vibe of whatever happened out there in the world today, particularly if I have to go do meetings or whatever it is, I'm going to remain in a certain space. So I ask for what I need, you know, from the universe, from the powers that, you know, my guides to be able to set and go out in the day.
And as I was, and I don't even know how this happened, because as I got in my car, you know, I had 1010 on, and that was the last thing I must have been listening to the last time I was in it. And I try not to do a whole lot of driving either, you know, which, you know, when I check my mileage in the car, I only have like 6,000 miles on my car, you know, which was, yeah, because I got it right before the pandemic. And I just literally, like, 2020, I tried not to drive too many places, you know, particularly after I started working from home. So it just kind of said a lot. Well, a lot came to me this morning.
Okay,
know?
So hold that thought and let's peel that onion.
Uh-oh. Something like that reminds me of old school Batman.
Exactly.
just to actually recap that Blue Indigo children are children believed to possess unusual and sometimes supernatural traits and abilities. And the idea is based on concepts developed in 1970s by Nancy Ann Tapp, further developed by Lee Carroll and Joan Tober. All righty.
And Tober, yeah.
Okay, cool and beans. And we please, okay, yes, I did hear that, Ms. DJ. And it's true. And, you know, I just thought about all of the things that it sets up. Because sometimes in the midst of all of the fear and the movement and the craze, beyond that is where we settle long term. And, you know, I've always been a marathon person. So when you give me all of this up front, I always, my brain always does this amazing thing to say, okay, long term, what could or would that mean, you know? And being forced to do anything doesn't sit right with too many people, you know? And certainly being forced out of fear doesn't sit right with too many people. And then particularly for people who are, Yeah, exactly. But particularly for if there are no repercussions for you if you do it, you know, because, you know, you have like, that's like me saying, you're going to get in a ring with me and I have immunity if I do you in there. So I'm 20 feet tall, 400 pounds. So you're going to get in the ring with me and whatever I do to you in there, I'm covered. You, however, are not. You can't sue me. You can't do anything. I'm completely protected. And you tend to get people, you think it's such as life, people that are protected. You know, it's not, if I'm already not, if I don't have to worry about lawsuits and retaliation, then I'm basically doing anything because there's nothing that can happen to me, you know, as a result from it. But beyond that, you know, they're talking some science now, and they've gotten some heavy hitters involved in it, and it doesn't feel good, you know. And I don't want to carry, like I know a lot of you don't want to carry, the anxiety of it all, you know, in your daily, in your house, and by your house I mean your body, you know. So it went right back to things that we had been talking about: self-care, sleep, the power of saying no. You know, the power of saying yes. You know, just a lot of things came up, and as to not feel overwhelmed. You know, and that was it for me. You know, I just I moved on out in the world, had a great day, and as a result, for me asking, a friend of mine calls me later on, and she goes, "What are you doing Friday?" And I said, "Well, we have this, but one thing that I had to do Friday got postponed until the following week. So I'm open. Why? What's going on? And just like that, she introduced some self-care. Hey, do you want to go do X, Y, and Z? Because we can do X, Y, and Z, and then, you know. And I said, yeah, that sounds good. You know, and, you know, she's that friend that you can have in your home and you don't have to entertain her. Most people love her. You don't have to keep checking on her. She's cool, whatever. You know where the fridge is. You know where the bathroom is. You're good. That's it. I could be anywhere in the house and she's just there. So it's a good time. There's no obligation to do anything. It's just be. And that's it. It's exactly. Per the CDC website, it has experiment. Yeah, it does. Yeah. Absolutely. And they are saying that because of the press on vaccinations, that it's creating its own variant. And we know, I think we're clear by now that we are in a clinical trial.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, and they were saying that, you know, nothing could be approved until 2024. You know, and
now they're talking about another shot, a booster. Well,
yeah, the booster that, you know, that's supposed to be structured after all experimental situations, you know, and it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and people, and I'm not pro or against, you know, I'm just in a space where, you know, smart decisions have to come out of a lot of things. And I think your body and, you know, and you're mostly what I'm concerned about beyond the jab is HIPAA going out the window. You know, and your right to medical privacy going out the window, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Because if you're flashing around your medical information, you know.
Yeah.
To randoms? That's what we're doing? Mm. Like, meaning I want to go to a restaurant in New York and I got to show my medical information? Interesting. No tea, no shade, but my medical information to a host? Like, when have we done that?
Yeah, it's craziness.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So.
And I agree. So unconstitutional, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But that's not without penalty if they get caught. I happen to know that. Only because, you know, I've been in situations where people have breached HIPAA and I have skirted them right to where they needed to call and start suit. I don't play there, you know, at all, not with HIPAA. The population I worked with was immunocompromised, and they'll tell you right on top of the New York State release, you know, what to do and who to call and how, you know.
And Gabby, I'm with you. I'm learning how to not make myself sick when I cook.
Not make yourself sick.
Yeah. I'm not the best cook.
Well, I mean, you start with fundamentals.
Well, that's what I was told. And then the egg exploded. Then it was all over the place. Then...
The egg exploded? What did you have it in? Don't say microwave.
Yeah.
You put a raw egg in the microwave?
Yes.
Okay. That's technique. It's just, you know, like certain things don't go in a microwave. Aluminum foil, clearly eggs, champagne bottles, and, you know, anything that you, you know. Mm. Yes.
Yeah, I just don't go out, basically. I just try to stay home, and I was doing really good, but, you know, you can't keep everybody in.
Poor Silky.
Hashtag poor Silky.
Poor Silky. We got to get outside. You know, and outside doesn't, I don't care if it's out in your back porch or your front porch. Right, I just right. Watch grass these days, you know, grass and anything that's, you know, buggy. But what I did find, my joy, do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Watermelon with seeds. Oh, my gosh.
What do you mean it's your joy? Tell us about it.
Well, I happen to be an avid lover of watermelon.
Yes.
But I stopped eating it because it's a lot of times you go into places and it doesn't have seeds. Seeds are not a convenience, good people. All of your fruit and vegetables do not need to be, chemically done in a lab. Real fruit has seeds in it. Watermelon particularly has seeds in it. So anytime you hybrid, that's the word I was looking for. Like, you know, there are a lot of fruit and vegetables that they create in the laboratory. And seedless is not fruit. It is a copy of something that we love for mass production.
Really?
Yes.
You know what? I done found me some seedless lemons. And just thought that they would have catch me out.
No, they are the...
Yeah, facsimile thereof.
Facts.
Get a trip. Back to plucking out the seeds, y'all.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, you need the seeds. Seeds are life, absolutely. And it's real fruit with the seeds. So I found watermelon, big one, big, juicy, sweet ones with seeds. Hey. You know, and I was super happy, and I understood this particular vendor goes south to get their watermelons, and they come back in this big truck, and he has those, and he has the yellow watermelon as well, and you know, just real homegrown, farm-grown fruit. That's all we asking for. Now it's a little more than I remember. This is like $15 to $20 a pop, but to have it, like I cut one in half. Diced up pieces, and when I just, you know, when I tasted it, oh my, okay, this guy on Lenox Avenue near 135th Street.
I know that place, Pop. I know that corn, well, yeah.
Thank you.
It's been a while, but.
Thank you, Pop, because this place that I went to is in Queens. I was going to say Long Island, but it's actually Queens. Yeah, they even make fake rice, and it's actually plastic. You know, you got to be careful with that white rice, too. It is actually has plastic in it, and it's not good, you know.
No, that doesn't sound good. Sounds like something I would cook, but yeah.
Yeah, real thing. Yep, they never lied. Absolutely. And it does your body so much different. He sells fast. Yeah, I imagine. I imagine he does, you know.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah, and he has an abundance of fruit or just watermelon? Then we go outside and spit the seeds at your neighbors. You know, yes. You know, we were talking about Mo and I after we got the watermelon. I was cutting it down there today, and we were talking about the difference between like people from that are raised with Southern and Northern sensibilities. And how it was blasphemous to eat anything on your front porch in the South. That was just unheard of, you know. And if you had people or parents from the South and moved up here, you could not do that here either. But the back area, you know, with some newspaper, and you can just how far you can sit on the moon seat. It was absolutely, you know. And watermelon juice is good. I'm so happy because as soon as it gets cold enough, I'm going to go take a little of my salt, ping, 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 sea salt, and suck it down.
Yeah, when I used to live in the city, I used to every now and then go by the food truck. What food truck am I thinking of? I don't know. The fruit truck. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that I need to stop more because I've run into them. But this guy had, when I pulled up, I was like, oh, I'm in heaven. So I said, is every one of these watermelons out here, do they all have seeds? And he was like, well, yeah, don't all watermelons have seeds? And I was like, no, sir, they don't.
Don't they, Pop, don't they sell crab also out there?
Ooh. In that truck?
Like on the same, like it was nearby. I feel like there was There was crab also.
Ooh. But you know, the thing about that, LaVon, is they don't know that they're weird practices. Like, you know, I could go into it, and that's very true. And people don't understand you got to keep food at certain temperatures. You just cannot have stuff laid out in the sun, particularly things with mayonnaise. You know, you have to keep things warmed. You have to keep.
So wait a minute. Potato salad is not supposed to be orange?
Potato salad is not, well, that's just obviously too much mustard or something else, you know, but it's not supposed to be warm.
And it's not supposed to be white, I don't think.
Well, it's supposed to have a nice hue of yellow.
Yeah.
You know,
from the egg. From the eggs, right? You put eggs in it?
No, from the, you know, well, you have a couple of things in there. You've got relish, you've got mustard, you've got mayonnaise. You know, you have a few, you know, some people like eggs, some people don't, depends. But what it's not supposed to be is left out of the barbecue table.
Right. Sometimes they'll put it in a bowl of ice. But that doesn't work either, because only the potato salad on the bottom stays cold.
And you have a lot of, when you have people in and out of things, you know, you just have to be careful. You just have to be very careful, because it doesn't take but a hot second for a temperature to change and a bacteria to form, and that is it. And it can taste wonderful, but.
I'm going to say this, and I'm only going to say it once. If a lot of people have been in and out of things, I don't want it. No matter how good it tastes.
Facts.
All right.
One of the things I appreciated about this barbecue I went to, they had servers. And the only people that were using the forks going in was the server. You know, only thing the guests had to do was hold their plate. You know, so you didn't have a ton of people breathing over stuff. The things were covered. They were the actual sternal setups and not, you know, just the aluminum foil with, you know, not the bootleg. You know, they had the actual caps on them. The food was hot. It wasn't warm. It was hot. And the cold stuff was cold. Cold, cold.
I feel that. Everybody, you are listening to and watching In the Basement with Javon and Therese. And the views, information, or opinions expressed during In the Basement series are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WJBR Internet Radio, which is Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear. And there are a couple of people watching this show right now. I see you on my Facebook page. Please go to YouTube, WJBR Internet Radio, and click subscribe. Watch the live show and click subscribe. We'll wait. We'll be still talking, but we'll wait.
Yes. I'm excited about our guest today.
Can I tell you that she's one of my favorite people to talk to?
Nice.
She is good people, just a good spirit. She's funny. I was working, you know, doing the day job, and she called me, and I was busy, and I was like, hello, who's this? And she said, it's Evelyn. I said, Evelyn who? She said, oh, there's another one. I was like, oh, okay, my bad. No, there's not another one. There's no other one. It's only you. It's only you. That's my girl. She's good people.
Nice. I tell you, I remember wearing a hole. Do you hear me? Shame is one of my all-time favorites, period. Hands down to this day, it is still one of my favorites. And it's also, I was going to share, I think I may have mentioned this last week, that I was contemplating whether or not I wanted to share something with her personal. And I think I won, you know, on that.
Yeah, I think you should. I think you should.
Yeah.
It's part of the powers. Whatever it is, good vibes, good feels, powers, you know. And you know what? Let's play a little stuff from Bubbles right now. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, talk about twirling.
What? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Champagne King. How you doing, lady?
Oh, I'm good. I feel better now hearing some music.
Yes, yes, that's what's up. Music.
Y'all gonna laugh. I just don't make fun of me. I was happy.
Welcome to
the show.
Listen, naps are bomb. I don't know what you talk about.
Well, hello, Therese. How are you?
Oh, nice to make your acquaintance, Queen.
Nice to meet you as well. Hey, Javon.
You know what?
Javon or Javon?
It's Javon, but however you like to say it tonight, it's
fine.
You know, it's up to you. It's
Javon.
You know, I'm good with it. You know where we from, right?
The Bronx.
You know, that's right.
Down.
All day. All night.
Proud of it.
You know that.
I'm very proud to be from the Bronx.
Yeah. That's what's
up. A lot of good comes from the Bronx. Don't realize
this is true. And a lot of people think that you are from Philly.
Well, I went to Philly when I was 12.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So, but, you know, I mean, I know I'm from both places. I'm from West Philadelphia, but I'm born. What's inside my heart and blood is Bronx, and I'm proud of that. That's the problem with being from the hood. You just don't like the hood.
How about that?
You know about the hood, no. Believe me, I know.
I was just going to say, number one, a little sprinkle of hood just comes in handy.
Yeah, I had to bring it a little bit to Cali. I've been in Cali now 30 years.
Wow.
So I'm here longer now. Everybody calls me, oh, yeah, you're a Valley girl. I'm like, when I want to be, when I know how to put on that classy hat and go, you know, to Beverly Hills or do what I have to do, but I know where I'm from. I'm from the Bronx.
And you know what? There's something about us Bronx folk. You know, no matter where we end up on the map, it's still with us. It comes with
They recognize it too. They they say some antsy things sometimes here in Cali at me, but I'm like, you know, I just brush it off because they go, you must not be from here. Well, no. First of all, I have a lot more air inside.
Woo! Say that then.
Air.
Yeah.
Some of them, I'm not saying all. You know, I live in Cali. I want to get beat down out here by myself. No, but it's a lot of airheads when I first moved here.
Right.
I encountered, but I didn't befriend them because that's not who I am.
Yeah.
I'm real as they come. Hey, we watch our back. We watch our front. That's the bug. We watch everything.
That's it. And we watch out for one another.
Exactly. That's Philly somehow. I mean, I got the Philly in me. You just got to know where you come from. Don't act like you don't know where you come from. Believe me, there's so many of us that are from the hood that don't want to mention that, you know, and they think that, you know, everybody's bad, you know, when you're from hood.
Right.
The hood. You're from the hood. You know, my husband is from the hood in Tennessee.
Wow.
Nice. He said, yeah, well, I got some hood. Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, but beyond all that, I am so glad to be here in your presence. Thank you so much for having me.
I am so happy
to have the fun. Let's have the fun.
Yes. Well, we got something for you later on, but
okay.
Right now we're gonna do just, you know, a little talking about you.
Okay.
And before we go back to how it all started, because I was trying to. I think maybe last week or the week before I was talking about you and I was talking about your story of how you were discovered, but I'm going to let you tell that story. But before we get all of that, yeah, I know, right? Ain't you tired of it, but everybody doesn't know it. And, you know, it's really, really a great story. But since I brought it up, damn, maybe we should, but
I might as well go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
The true thing is, I know that, like I had used to tell everyone, you know, that you got to believe in yourself, first of all. Growing up, I had, we had Amajawa, King Amajawa.
Mm-hmm.
I have six brothers and an older sister. And my parents would always make us, we had a basement. We would go down to the basement or probably, I think it was in a living room or the basement. We could do both. But they wanted us to perform because they know that that's what was instilled in us.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to Linda Jones, Chaka Khan, Stevie Wonder, Patti LaBelle, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan. I listened to the greats. And I mainly sang a lot of balladeer kind of things. So my dad would always say, yeah, my baby's going to be a balladeer. So hearing that, I would love hearing, you know, slow songs, very standard ballads. From Sam Cooke, Nat King Cole, you know, my dad also sang with the Harptones as a tenor part-time, you know, when they needed a tenor singer, he would, you know, come in sometimes. And then Uncle Avon, Bubbling Brown Sugar, Avon Long, which is my uncle, you know, they both have passed on, but it's all still instilled in me to do a performance, be it, act on stage, being, you know, being the person you are and singing and giving them what they want to hear, or just dancing around and bringing people in, you know, closer to you like they're in your living room. And that's what I always did. But when I was little, I was five, my dad also took me to the Apollo Theater with him. And instead of getting up there to sing, I got up there and rolled my belly. So it was like, I'm going to do something. Told me, he said, I wanted you to perform a little bit, like sing a little bit for them, but you rolled your tummy. So he appreciated that. And then it was like, okay, that's enough for you. But I always wanted to be either an actress, singer was first, actress, DJ was second.
Okay.
Because we had our little cassette, you know, player back then, you know, the cassette tapes and everything. I had my own little radio station.
Nice.
And it was called WDYD. Why do you disco? When I got a little older, I was like,
I love it.
I'm going to be a DJ. And I love to talk on the music. You know how they, back in the day, they talked with the music and introduced the artists. I had a good time doing stuff like that. But King Amateur Hour was my life because it started off the same way you see like the Michael Jackson story, or, you know, those stories with families of music and musicians.
Mm-hmm.
All of that was in there. Bass player, trumpeter, trumpet player, kunga player, singer. My sister played timbales as well. I mean, it was
a percussion
drummer.
Right.
You know, yeah, everything was in the family. And I play kunga. But I got it from my brother, Eric. It was like, you know, I can play that too. You know, I wanted him to know. I started playing. But when Shame came out, I was just like, okay, all I have to do is just copy that and just play it so I can perform it instead of them thinking, oh, she don't really play an instrument. So I was like, oh, I'll show you. I know rhythm. You know,
right.
I got that rhythm.
Right.
Well, here I am. But at 14 years old, while in Philadelphia, went to West Philly High, very proud to say. Hi, Philly, by the way.
Okay.
Of course, I got to say hi to the Bronx. What y'all do?
You know that's what's up. You know that's what's up.
I love you all, and I appreciate your love and support all these almost 44 years.
Wow.
We're going to celebrate next year the first entrance of Shame. So it's amazing. It's amazing. But I got discovered while I was with my mom. I went in with her one night. My mom and dad. My dad was maintenance, and my mom was a cleaning woman. Now, mind you, sometimes she would answer the phones if no one was there, you know, help out a little bit. But that's for the national. No one was supposed to be there. My mom said, get in and get out. You're just going to, you know, clean up, get in, get out. I got paid, you know, you work, you get paid. Oh, that's not bad. I'm ashamed of mom and dad, too. Now, my mom hummed everywhere. She would just, you know, you would hear that back in the day from your grandmoms to your moms, you know, just humming while they work, cook, clean, whatever. My mom would hum. I just decided, hey, no one's here, so I can sing a little bit, you know. And I'm just singing while I was in the men's room, but all of a sudden, this tall, dark, and handsome man walked. No one's supposed to be there. Theodore Lice is his name. Everyone knows him now. T. Lice, we called him.
Yeah.
T. Lice walks in, and he's like, you know, he heard something, but he thought it was amazing. He must have thought it was amazing because he found my mother in the hallway and asked her, you know, was I singing and who is that and blah, blah, blah. They went on whatever they were saying because I wasn't there. But he came back around to me, and he just heard me singing again some more while I was vacuum cleaning the hallway. So he goes, one day I'm going to make you a star. Those are the words I heard, and that was it. Because it was like, that was when the air came out of my head.
and you were singing, what song was that?
A Change Is Gonna Come by Taylor. I was born by the river in a little town. Oh, just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know it's gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Kept vacuuming. To a star, I was like, yeah, right. And I kept vacuuming. So I was like, I don't know this guy. Who's this man? You know.
Uh-oh.
And then my parents, you know, just, you know, they talked to him. Something went on. 2 weeks, about 2 weeks, he introduced me to John Fitch Reuben Cross, the writers of a song, Shame. They all got together. They incorporated Shame together. And here I am. And I'm so proud that I was able to sing down the melody for them. And they were just like, T-Life said, that's a hit. You know, T-Life is very firm. T-Life. Even though he's from Philly, he reminds me of a New Yorker. You know, he has both in him.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
He's East Coast.
And you know, you were how old when shame was recorded?
Going on 15.
Okay.
When I got discovered.
Okay.
And when I recorded it, I was going on 15.
Okay. So a little interesting point here. First of all, and I could tell that you have some modesty in your spirit, but shame didn't just get released. It exploded. Okay. It was a grenade that went off in 77. Okay.
Yes. And due to my LGBTQ. Right. The Q in there.
Yeah.
But my dad, I mean, they loved it. Correct. It was crazy. It was so fast. I was shocked.
Oh, Evelyn, I know. I know it exploded, and what was even more captivating was that we thought initially that it was a grown, older, heavy set, you know, like all those belters those voices were just, you know, when you saw them, you knew, and nobody, not until it started to you guys started to run press on that. When they told us it was a 16-year-old, like I couldn't believe it.
The funny part about it, though, when I did we remember all of the TV shows back then, you know, the talk shows. Mm-hmm. We had Dinah Shore.
Mm-hmm.
We had Mike Douglas, Merv Griffin,
mm-hmm.
Dick Clark, all of those shows.
Yep.
They were looking for me while I was standing right in front of them, because they was asking my parents, you know, well, can you bring Evelyn out? It was comical, a lot of the shows I did, because I would stand right next to Merv Griffin, right next to Mike Douglas, right next to Dinah Shore, and she would go, oh, and then she would go, Bubbles, I know they call you Bubbles. I love the way she said that. Love the way she said it. And but I'll never forget all of those shows where they were looking for me to be a 30-year-old at least, and very heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, I would just, and you can look back on it. I know y'all probably don't believe it. Me talking now is different than hearing this. I'm right here. That was the way I talked. I was very shy. Believe it or not, I was very shy. Mm-hmm. Even though I was a class clown in school. Yeah, I passed. But I was a class clown. I'm not ashamed to say. I would get everybody else in trouble. I would play cards. I would fix my desk. I would bring my dad's tools to school. I was a tomboy. I brought my dad's kits of, you know, the tools. He would look for them. I would be fixing my desk and everybody else that needed a fix. I knew what I had to do. That was just the way I was. It was just me. You couldn't, my personality is what you see. It's still the same Bubbles that you're going to meet. You know, you ever meet is just going to be me. You can't change what's embedded in me. And it came from my mom and dad, because we had fun-loving, nutty parents.
Where did Bubbles, who named you Bubbles?
My mom. She
mom.
Said I had blown spit bubbles as a baby. So, of course, champagne came later on when I was saying, wait, you know, we're going to change the name. Champagne sounds good to me, but we didn't think about it yet, right? But Bubbles would not work in the middle, because I'm not stripping for no one my husband if I ever got married. I said that. I said, I will never strip for anyone unless I got married and I'd strip for my husband. I would strip for nobody else. So Bubbles is not going in the middle, because that's what people would probably expect. Bubble, you know, because I used to hear all the names. I wasn't naive to the game. You know, you heard the names that the strippers have. Bubbles is a lot of them. So I just said, no. Champagne was decided by T-Life, Mom, and Dad. They just huddled together. And they thought it just sounded more appropriate, you know. I was of age, you know, to have a grown-up name, and people can relate to it, and it matched with the bubbly personality, and here it is. It remains.
14, 15 years old, shame explodes on the dance floor, and you probably didn't get into a lot of clubs that you may have been singing in.
I was actually singing in clubs at 14 in the local band. I was in a local band in Philly. Before I became Evelyn Champagne King. Very proud to say that, because I enjoyed it.
Nice.
I enjoyed being you know, you be the person that you are, no matter what. And I had that in the band, you know, all of those things that would go on, you know, being in clubs and all, me to be in there, but I had to because I was the thing. I was one of the singers.
Mm-hmm.
It was me and another lady singer. Her name is Debbie, by the way. So okay. Debbie, if you're still out there, you know, I just pray that you're okay and your family. Yep. Debbie, I think it was.
Nice.
This is what I was trying to show right here.
Oh, that's one of my favorite pictures.
Yeah.
One of my favorite pictures.
Nice.
As my husband says, I still got that button nose and the braids are still going on. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with this. Cause it's keeping my hair.
See,
my hair happy.
Well, I'll share. I contemplated sharing this because it's a little personal.
Uh-oh.
But I will say, no, it's good personal. There are Phil Simon was a dear friend.
Loved him.
Yeah. And one of our feel good songs that we had together just happened to be Shame.
Really?
And the funnier part about it is, for those who may not know, she had a huge sense of humor.
Yes, she did.
So she could be anywhere, and when you would hear the chords, like, and a lot of times it was just around the house we'd play, and we would both go into our comedy routine, and just and Shame would be our go-to song for that. It was.
Thanks for sharing that. I didn't know that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I got to meet her because of that. So. That was an honor. And I'm telling you, the first thing I thought of, which is very comical, was, you know what, I must be a shrimp. Because this woman was so tall. And here I would have on heels, you know.
Uh-huh.
So it was like, wait, I put on heels, you know, just to make sure I could. I know, it's nice to meet you. That didn't work. So, but her, she had a sense of humor, yes. And she did, she talked to me for a little bit, you know, and just meeting her.
Mm-hmm.
And all I felt was warmth from her, but I did know, I guess, I don't know what her sign was, but
cancer.
I felt, okay, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
I felt, and I never knew until you just said so, a sense of the same vibe as far as your personality, of the way you feel about things.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt that we would be very, very close if we would have known each other longer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The reason why, not just because of that, and I didn't know, like I said, I didn't know her sign, her sensitivity, she was sensitive.
Absolutely.
And passionate.
Absolutely.
And cared very much about others.
Yes, she did. And that's particularly our folk.
Are like that.
Particularly our folk, you know.
Yes,
I had a love affair with wanting to make sure that Black folk were okay. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We have to. Who's going to do that other than us? You know what we stand for, what we're about, the trials and situations we go through. So.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, can talk about it.
But Shame was one of her faves, you know.
That is so nice to know. I did not know that.
Yes.
That means a lot. Thanks for sharing that, Therese.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My pleasure.
Thank you.
But you just had hit after Once Upon a Time, you couldn't turn on the radio without Evelyn Champagne King on it.
You know what? I'm not bragging, but I'm still hearing it.
Yeah.
I can't listen. I don't hardly listen to myself. That's just me. I'm a rock. I listen to rock. Don't laugh, y'all. I listen to rock and roll. I listen to country from time to time, but I listen to rock while I'm cleaning or doing other things. I listen to smooth jazz because my husband is really a smooth jazz. What else I listen to?
Please give Freddie Fox our love.
I sure will. I sure will. He's downstairs chilling with his guitar, so that way I can leave him alone while he lets me do my job.
Oh, right. Okay. All right now.
Mm-hmm. But if you want to say hi, he'll pop in.
That's what's up.
Now you formed this super group, and I'm the super group of vocalists, the First Ladies of Disco.
No.
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 That wasn't you.
No. I was in it. I didn't form it.
Okay, gotcha.
That was James Washington.
Aha. Okay.
James Washington, which is Martha Wash's manager.
Yes.
Okay.
He formed it. and he put us all three together. But okay. we didn't call ourselves a group because we had our own individual. We wanted everyone to make sure that it was just First Ladies of Disco. He was trying to bring us together,
okay.
bring women together that he felt that had their individuality, you know, of talent and their own songs, and then can bring a song together or two or whatever, you know, we would make together. Mm-hmm. And it worked perfectly. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
I love them both. Linda Clifford is a ham. Is a ham. I mean, they don't play. They don't bite their tongues with no one.
Mm-hmm.
Very real.
Mm-hmm.
Very serious. And they love what they do. And you can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel it. You can hear it. And the vibe with them is just, we just had so much fun together. But it was time for me to move on. And now we have, forgot her name. But she used to be with Chic.
Okay.
Jeannie, isn't her name Jean something?
Jean.
Ooh, we got to get it right.
This is bad. This is bad because
we'll get it right. Somebody will find it online.
Yeah, I'm supposed to tell
you.
Yeah. You ladies in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but he's trying to make sure that we're all heard. But it really started from James Arena, which is the author of the book First Ladies of Disco.
Okay.
And they just put together, I think they put their heads together to just say, hey, let's make this, turn this into an entertainment for the fans. So each of us have our own fans, but at the same time, we were brought together with a bunch of fans that just love the history of our stories, our music. And James Arena brought that to light. Thank you, James Arena, for doing that. And thank you, James Washington, for bringing us all together. Because, I mean, you get to hear some power, you know, you get to see, and you got to see a show. We had great musicians behind us,
mm-hmm.
You know, when we was doing the performances. We got to, sing some other songs from other artists. I sang Bad Girls by Donna Summers, which I loved, which everyone loves.
Yes.
You got Martha Wash sang Sylvester songs.
Mm-hmm.
And, Linda Clifford singing Turn the Beat Up, Vicki Sue Robinson.
Yes, yes.
She was a very good friend of mine, and T Light.
Mm.
It was touchy moments of things we have to do, you know.
Right.
And I personally feel great, know that I'm growing even still.
Mm-hmm.
The older we get, you never stop growing in the business of learning different things, different styles, different techniques, different people, because everyone is individual. So mm-hmm. I enjoyed it all.
But I'm glad that Therese brought it up, because that answers a question that you asked me earlier today.
Right. That's what you were stupid. And I was basically saying, okay, I even said to you, first of all, when you seen the fan, I went, girl, I got to have this fan.
Yep.
With the flashes, because I'm going through it. And then I was saying, I'm not getting down there with you. You be down there and we'll be all right, because I want it to mean.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a great picture, and you got the best one.
I do.
I need it.
I'll send it to you.
Oh, thank you. I should put it in my office.
Now, I can't promise I can find this one quickly, but there's another one with you, with the ladies and Troy.
Okay.
So that,
I love that.
It's from the same night. It's a great one.
Speaking of Troy, of course, that's how we met.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
You contacted Troy. You was determined.
You know,
somebody to find me.
It was crazy. And then, like, his name just kept popping up. Like, well, who the hell was it? And I said, okay, let me just call the agency, because it was a talent agency.
That's right.
Call the agency and see if I could figure out. And I called and I said, yes, I'm trying to find Mr. Troy.
In that part?
Yeah, I did. I tried because the silky smooth voice don't work with everybody. You know?
Most.
The funk just don't
work with everybody. But
and he was like,
finding Troy.
Yeah, he said, this is Troy. I was like, you? I said, can I tell you just how I've been trying to find you? Your name is every damn where. Where have you been? I've been trying to find. He's like, well, who is this? I said, I'm your new best friend. That's who I am.
Oh, I'm glad you found him.
We did make fast friends.
But you know how it began with us. I mean, his go way back too.
Yes.
I mean, it's almost literally, it'll be almost at least 43 years with Troy.
Wow. That's a blessing.
It's a blessing because I had a manager, yes. People know, you know, some of the story. I don't get into it much, but yeah, it's a history of some bad blood.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when you're young. You don't learn everything. You don't know everything. Mm-hmm. And it's so much that went on back in the day that, you know, I regret not knowing very much of the business at a teenage age. Neither did my parents. We all didn't know everything. But you're being ripped off, put it like that, from people around you that you feel that is supporting you and helping you. So a lot of us was there. There was people there before me in this business that paved the way for me that was in the same situation. But mm-hmm. I'm not ashamed to just point that out anymore because I don't want to see anyone else go through it.
Right.
Here I am, this length of time, still holding my heart in my hand, I'll put it like that, because I respected and did everything I was supposed to do as a young teenager. And then to get hit with a blow like that, and then you're still trying to fight to get what you deserve with all the work you've done.
Right.
And still today, fighting that at the same time when I found Troy, Troy ended up being an agency, talent agency. We're the same age. And he was my first, I got my first gay audiences from Troy. They was the ones that made Shane. You know what I'm saying? So I'm working. I knew I was going to be, I was working everywhere, all over the place. But it took years for me and Troy to really, you know, of course I couldn't just stay there. You got to move around. They considered me pop, R&B, disco, dance, everything. So if I have all of those, you know, if I'm versatile like that, I'm going to just go wherever it takes me, wherever my fans want me. I'm going to be there for them. They're the one that pays the way for us. So, you know, it's a vice versa thing. It just turns back around.
Yeah.
And it made me feel good. But to have Troy in my life as a manager now, I mean, I've had him in my as a manager for a while now. Fight and bicker like real husband and wife, actually. Like my husband and, you know, of course it's different, but yeah. That's my husband when it comes to, you know, with dealings and on the road and dealing with things. I'm getting ready to see him soon because we get ready to go on a little tour, hopefully.
Nice.
God willing, things stay afloat for us to keep performing instead of being postponed. But it's a lot that we went through together. But this man went through thick and thin with my passings. He's like he's a brother to me before a manager.
Mm-hmm.
He's a brother to me.
Yeah.
A Bronstein is a brother. Yes, he is.
Yes.
My newest manager, and I'm sure that Evelyn and the rest of his artists, he has Robin S. and other groups, you know, other artists, dance artists that he works with.
And Naya Day is watching now.
Hi, Naya, really?
Yeah, she says, Troy is the diva connection.
Yes, he is.
And
yes,
I'm the one that named him the Prince of Queens.
Oh, you did that.
That was me.
Okay. Yes.
And
he's the queen.
He is and that's because of how well he treats all of the amazing artists, the women that sang the soundtrack of my life.
All of that, yeah. But he takes care of us as though we're his
exactly
sisters and daughters. In other words, he has both protections in hand because he has to. You know, you need someone that's really going to protect you. Now, my parents are no longer here, you know, but if they were here, they would be in his shoes right now, where they would be the ones still traveling, doing what they got to do to take care of the dog. That's just the way he is, you know, and I love him, and I pray for him all the time, you know, not just because we got to get out there and make that money and do what we got to do, but there's more to it. It's embedded in here because he cared for me, and I cared enough for him to take on what we have to tackle out there together. And I thank him every day because he's been through there, like I said, from bereavement, and every time someone passed in my home, Troy made sure I was right there to take care of things.
Wow.
So, you know, and that's a hard thing to say, and knowing that he's not your immediate family, but you know that he's family.
Right.
You know, so it means a lot. So I respect him and appreciate him every day for that.
He's wonderful. I love him.
Yes.
You know, Anaya says, yes, Troy is indeed the man.
Yes.
He's not only our agent / manager,
right,
brother. He surely looks out.
Right. We want to kick him in the butt, right? And I know.
Yeah. But I also want to tell you this. I want to say thank you for sharing that story once upon a time when y'all was in the when he had the vodka, the wrong kind of vodka.
Oh my God! You want to share it again? Because I don't mind.
Yeah, well,
he won't mind. He won't mind his vodka. You can't mess with it with his vodka. Lord, don't give someone vodka when it's okay. If it's not right for you, and you could tell that someone's turning almost literally purple. Okay, he was pink as a dog. I was like, Troy. Me and my husband, we were backstage, and Troy got to have his vodka. We don't mind having the wine, you know. But Troy wants to have the vodka. But it must have been some bad vodka. It wasn't for him, you know. I went, Troy, you're turning. I'm not drunk. You're not drunk, Troy, but you're turning. Like completely pink. I know your color, Troy. You know, I'm telling him this. I know your color. Something's not right. Freddie was laughing. I mean, just hysterically laughing at him, going, hey, man, really? Hey, man, you like, you changing right before I. He said, oh, you know what? I think this is some cheap vodka. I went, yeah, I think you'll learn from it. Make sure you know. Oh, it's plenty of stories we could share with each other about, oh, my God, both of them, because we have good time. We have a good time.
We're going to have
that for each other.
I know that Troy now has his own show.
Yes.
Aptly named Prince of Queens. I don't know where he got that name.
I know.
Anyway,
Thursday night?
Yes. Yeah.
The Queen. Oh,
it would be so cool to have both of you on because you two are.
I know.
You're a scream.
By the way, where is he?
You know,
I don't know. He's either home or on some cruise. I think he went to the cruise and then he said he'd be back because we got to travel Friday. Saturday, so he better be back.
Yeah, right.
Troy, you hear me, Troy?
Troy, you watching this and being coy, Troy?
Yeah, but
so let's get to some of the questions that some of the people are putting here. And
now y'all be nice out there. I know some fans.
Oh, we love you. Everybody loves you. We don't
bad things or
we don't have that
business.
Oh no, we don't have that in the basement. We
okay, well, sometimes they just run it from the basement and just do it.
But wait, you know, I'm sorry. I'm going to do this in a second, but flashback to, I think, the first time on the podcast, and your biggest fan, Eric, called in. I didn't know what was
Eric
going on.
Eric coming? Is he there?
I don't think
he
so.
He said he was coming on. He told me. Yeah, he said, I'm going to be on in the basement.
Really?
Wherever I am, wherever his artists are.
No, I didn't understand then, but
Eric Cummings and Richard, the biggest fans on there.
Yes. Right?
And they fight over me. It's like, come on, y'all. He'll bring out his hat. Eric will bring out his hat with the gold record. And what's the name of just, you know, got to pop in and say something. I love them both.
I know. I'll post up the phone numbers so that people can call in. Sometimes Eric might do that. The first question is, how did Evelyn feel about Janae's remake of Shame?
Ah, good question. When I first heard it on the Lowdown Dirty Shame, when I first heard it, first of all, I heard them first, and then somebody said, oh, well, then we heard you. I didn't know until I had to, you know, wait till I seen the movie. And I found out and I went, oh, that's pretty cool. It was just laid back. Mm-hmm. But I was very flattered because I was going, oh, okay, somebody put out something more laid back with some kind of, you know, laid back flow. I thought it was flattering. I was very happy to hear it.
Someone says that when they first heard you singing Shame, they thought it was two tons of fun. I just wanted to throw
well,
that. Two grown
That means power. I love
that. Power, absolutely.
That's nothing but power.
Martha, are you kidding?
Martha Watts. What was it, Isaura? What was the name?
Yes.
Yes.
Isaura, yes.
The top.
Yes.
The top.
Yes.
No one could touch them either.
That's right. 14 years old
when they came out.
Mm-mm. Nothing like
them. I know you're still unbelieved by that, aren't you?
I'm still in space because when I found out, I've been in music like since I could hear, and it exploded, and it's like to learn that it was a four. I was like, what? No, somebody's making a mistake. That I remember.
I don't know if it's right. I don't know if it's right. According to T-Life, I don't know if it's right was released before Shame. Just so you know.
Mm. Was it released before Shame?
That's what he said.
Mm.
Oh. Now, y'all want to get the skinny on real talk on about Evelyn's career? I mean, you got T-Life to talk to because I respect him. And we still talk. We're still buddies. You know, we have no bad blood because of what we all went through because we both went through some, John Fitch. A lot of the people, Sam Peake, Mr. Saxophone without his sax.
Oh, man.
You hear that?
Yes.
It's itself amazing. But John Fitch, Ruben Cross, and T-Life. Just it's so many people that was involved with my career back in the day. And it's like, I just praise them all and thank them all because without music, real musicians,
the
studio with these instruments and doing all this stuff. You had Instant Funk was my first band to go on tour with.
Mm.
And then you had Trussell from Virginia. So, come on. I got my mind made up. Very, very proud of all that.
Do you still play congas on stage?
Yes, I do.
There?
I drop it like it's hot. First, I sing, give him a little, I go, y'all ready to see me get down? My husband laughs at that all the time because he was like, where'd that come from, But it's even Troy. Him and Troy they got me down to where they're actually imitating me on the stage while I'm performing. They're on the side imitating what I'm about to do,
I cannot see them imitating. You can dance your behind off.
I feel free. I feel free on that stage. I feel free dancing. I have to give you this. When I first began and we would go out and meet, do the meet and greets at clubs and sign autographs or say hello and, just let them know that we appreciate them. And the DJs would say hello. And we tell the DJs we appreciate them playing our music and hanging out. Wherever there was a mirror, Evelyn was going to dance by herself. Any club you take me to, if they play some music I love to dance to, I would dance until they closed. I would just keep dancing. So it was just a habit. But my mom taught me
you do the shimmy.
My mom taught me the shimmy.
You be shaking. I still do that. You still doing giving them the belly,
Yeah, well, yeah. thanks a lot. Devon, thank you. But I do it, but it's not as cute as it used to be.
It's so cute. Are you kidding me?
No, because when I catch a cramp, ain't nothing cute happening up there.
Can I tell you,
y'all don't know that, but you do now.
I am envious of your knee game. You have knees. You drop it and bounce back up. Girl, let me tell you, if I drop, that's it.
Is that it?
That's it. Drag me. Don't try to pick me up because that's going to hurt. Just drag me to the next destination.
I got all that from my mom. My mom had so much youth in her before she passed. So much energy. Very vibrant. Always loved to have a good time and laugh and smile. And when I remember me, my sister, and my mom went out, we were all the same height. That was a good thing. Back then. Yeah. All 5'5". And well, I dropped an inch. The older we get, I didn't realize all this stuff going on. I'm still learning this stuff. I'm telling you, anybody got some notes, tell me what to do so I can get taller again besides the heels. But there's so much that my mom and dad would do to just, that influenced me to just be the person that I am. That's it. That's basically where it all stems from. But I have idols, guys, and my idol with that performing on stage for you is Prince.
Oh.
Prince there, of course, there was people before him, but I paid more attention to him the more I performed, because you give your all. And sometimes people say, you know, you're giving too much. You're giving too much of your all. You got another show. I'm like, don't worry. I can handle it if it's good for me. Mm-hmm. I know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I'm good. My husband freaks out when I get up on the stage after, it could be months, after a whole 12 months or so that we just had this pandemic going on. Mm-hmm. I jumped up on stage. I have not been singing and have not been dancing. Mm-hmm. Just being a wife and a person that I am, taking care of, you know, my family, trying to talk to my family, make sure my brother's okay, you know, watching, trying to check out everybody on Zoom if we can, because that was our only choice, you know, couldn't fly nowhere, wasn't doing anything. And when I got up on that stage, it freaked him out. I got up there, sang, he was like, oh, I didn't know you still had your voice. Ooh, where's it going to go? I didn't do that to it. The thing is, and you know, a lot of them, I need to school them. You don't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. If it's comfortable for you not to do anything, mm-hmm. if it works for you that way, fine. Everybody has their own techniques. Right. I don't have to follow that if it's not for me.
Right.
I don't drink tea. I like jasmine green tea, but I don't have to sit up and drink tea. It dries me out. Mm-hmm. It actually makes me hoarse.
Right.
Which is the opposite with mm-hmm. the honey.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, yeah, it dries me out. Coffee. Here you go. Mama needs some coffee. That's me. I need my coffee every day, all day. I got to have me some water. I drink lots of water. Actually, I drink more water than I used to. And, you know, I'm diabetic. I have type 2 diabetes. I never even shared that with anyone. But I'm good. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm trying to take care of it and be healthy. And I'm trying to learn more. There's a lot to learn. It was, you know, my dad had diabetes and passed from it. And I have a brother that I'm praying for him to just hang in there. Mm-hmm. Kenneth, you know I love you. And if you're listening or watching, because he's always online, you know I love you. So we just need you here. We need you. So you got to fight too. We can't do it all for you. You got to fight for yourself as well. So just know that. I'm praying. But, you know, and anyone out there dealing with it, there's a lot of things that we all deal with. But, yeah, I just know that, thank God, for the grace of God, he got me to get up on that stage and say, this is for you, fans, because you have made her who she is today. So that's my way of thanking him, because Prince taught me to get up there with them heels, but I've always worn heels, you know, before he even thought about them probably.
We have a caller. 8773 are the last four digits of your number. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Brother Abdul Muhammad. I'm calling from New York City in the Bronx.
Hey. All right. Boogie down.
What's up, Bronx?
Is this Javon?
Yes, this is Javon.
Javon, Miss King, I love your music and everything, but I really have to ask Javon a question.
Oh, Lord.
Javon, are you from Classen Point?
Yes.
We grew up together.
Did we now?
Yes, we did. I'm going to prove it to you. You remember Caesar?
Absolutely.
This is me.
Goodness. It's nice to hear your voice, Caesar. You see what happens, Evelyn, when you come to
the
show?
Yes, that's so special.
You bring out everybody. You bring
out
the world.
That's very special.
That is special. How you doing, Caesar?
Yes, you are.
Aww.
You know my name is Abdul Muhammad. Now, you know I named my daughter after you?
You named your daughter after me?
Yes, I did.
Am I the mother?
No.
Or am I the daddy? What happened?
You did that,
Dad. I don't got no little ones out there now. Do I?
No. We used to walk to 107 together.
Oh, my God. 107, for those of you who don't know, that's my elementary school. You don't think I'm the mother?
I'm CS 150 in the Bronx.
I'm just teasing you, honey. Thank you for that.
You know,
that's an honor, Caesar. And I do remember you. We were friends. I don't remember walking to 107, but I believe you if you say it.
We 107 at Stevenson.
Yes, I did go to Stevenson. Aww. That's true. Stevenson High School.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much for calling, man. Hit me up
and
on.
Thank you for loving my music.
Absolutely. Hit me up on Facebook or something like that, and I'll friend you,
question,
okay?
Question. Can I get a look? Yes.
Yes, ask the question.
Did you see my whole phone number show up?
No. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
Just call. That is my personal cell.
Okay.
Just call me. And Miss King.
Yes.
I love your music. I got all your classics. I sell old school music, too.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, why should I be ashamed?
Don't be ashamed.
Thank you,
but
Lisa.
It's just shame.
It's a very nice surprise. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I had met your brother.
You met my brother?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's how I found out about your show.
Oh, okay, cool.
Good
advertisement. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Do it, Larry.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Thank you, Caesar.
He recognized
Abdul.
Me immediately.
Oh, well, that's good. I'll give you.
I
hit you up later, bro. I'll definitely call you if you're still watching. Much love. That was dope.
Oh. That was special, though.
And he named his daughter Silky.
Wow.
Nice. That's beautiful.
I'm not the mother, though.
She has to say hello. She's just so...
What's her name?
Mommy, I just fed her after I woke up. Say hi, Foxy.
So what is she? Hello. Is she loving
Foxy? A Maltese, full-bred Maltese.
Okay.
She's a miniature. She's very spoiled, and this is our only child.
Oh.
She acts like a human. She doesn't... My husband tells everyone she acts just like my wife. And
what's her name?
Claws like my wife and everything.
All right.
Her name is Foxy.
Oh, Foxy, yes. Okay.
Foxy Fox.
Foxy Fox.
Yeah.
Hey, Foxy. Cutie pie.
Thank you. Now, that's enough. Mommy has to work, okay? You be a good girl, you see? Say bye-bye.
Bye, Foxy. Okay.
Melvin Browning wants to know what it was like working with the legendary Kashif.
Oh, wow. Mm. Well, actually, it was very different than a lot. Everybody, like, is individual. It was different because he was so into, playing the keys and making the sounds. And so you only got to really know him of that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Of his musicianship, was where it was with us. I got to know him when he called me in. Well, no, the record company called me in at the time and let me know that we have these guys. This is a team effort here, Evelyn, mm-hmm. and we have these two guys, which is Paul Lawrence Jr.
Oh, what?
Paul Lawrence Jr. the third, I think it says, yes. And him and Kashif. Just had these songs, Betcha, Get Loose, I'm in Love, Love Comes Down, just Back to Love, just a bunch of songs that, A&R presented to me through them. And it was just amazing because when you walked in the studio, it was just all you saw was, somebody hitting on the keys. Just do it bobbing heads and, jamming to some serious music, which is end up being the songs that I had to record. But that's the way we end up encountering meeting each other.
Mm.
But Kashif was always very, very strict about, the vocal sounds or, picking out things and being very persistent of, I want to make sure it goes right here. He was one of those kind of guys. And sometimes you don't have a lot of those producers like that, songwriters and producers. Some of them just want you to just go in there and do, but he was very particular about everything that he wanted done. And I appreciated that because I was like, as long as you know what you want, but don't worry, I'm a singer. I've already been in the game enough to know what I need to do. That's the way we would chit-chat with each other. Don't worry, I got you. We're going to have a hit. So let's just do it. But it was fun working with him because he wanted to bring back the youth in Evelyn, the sound, the youngster in Evelyn, the voice of that being more young and youthful because it was around that time for a change in what I was already doing. like you were saying, you know, it was a shock hearing my voice at 14 and 15 that way.
Mm-hmm.
But here, it just made me go backwards.
Mm.
Vocal-wise, I went backwards, but it was right on time because it was what was happening at the time. It was relevant at that time.
Right.
And it was at the right time.
It's still relevant right now.
It's still relevant right now. Everything really that I had has kept me afloat. You know, without any of the songs from the beginning to now,
mm-hmm.
it's keeping me afloat. I have not been back in the studio since 2015 with my brother, Johnny King. Say hi, Johnny. Y'all got to make sure.
Hey, Johnny.
Johnny. I'm going to make sure you talk with Johnny.
Look, the
musician is like Prince.
I follow Johnny also. So, you know, I'm all up.
So Johnny King got it going on because I had my last song was a dance song. I shouldn't say last song because it's not over.
Yeah.
I'm not done. I'm not done. It's just that I've just been traveling and trying to focus on me. You know, I mean, sometimes we got to focus to make sure that we can keep on going.
Not sometimes. That is
the theme
of the
time. Right. Main focus. It should be main focus.
Yes.
But, I mean, Dance All Night is the song.
Mm-hmm.
I hope y'all listen to it because it's serious.
Yeah.
I still love it. But it's not required. They don't want to hear that. Yeah, I love y'all fans, but y'all want to hear everything old, nothing new, and then you complain going, well, why didn't you put out something new? I'm like, well, y'all
everything classic.
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 Because
no, they don't say that. They come backstage and they go, I even go, should I go ahead and do one of my newer songs, just like Open Book and all the other stuff, Open Book, the ballad.
Yeah.
That and other songs that I had out before Dance All Night. And they'll just go, no, we just need you to do Shame, Bet You I'm In Love, Love. I said, excuse me, I have more hits than that. You know, I can feel mad. But you have to be honest with them and let them know. You know, you have to let your fans know, I have more songs than that.
Exactly.
So you want them to pay attention to the other songs, but then they go, but this is the one we want to hear. This is what we grew up on. Well, what about the other kids coming after you?
How about that? So we have
to school them. That's it. Got to school them.
We have one more caller. I'm going to take it. Caller, you're going to have to be very brief because we have to play a game with Miss Champagne King, and then we have to let her go because she got things to do.
I just want to take my husband out to dinner.
Oh, so
working so hard.
We're gonna let you go in a few minutes, but 4306 are the last four digits of your number. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Eric Cummings from Oakland.
What up, Eric? I knew it.
Yes,
but Eric, wait, before you start, you got to be brief this time. You got to be very brief, okay? You only got 2 minutes. Go.
Evan, I love you and Freddie. Thank you for this music for all my life. I just turned 53 2 weeks ago, August 2nd, and I brought in my birthday with you, my last birthday. But let me tell you something. Watch your distance, shake down. Come on, don't break down. I love
Thank you, Eric. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Eric. Happy birthday to you.
Aww. I love you. I love you guys. I can't wait to see you.
I love you too, Eric. God bless you. Stay safe.
I'm going to listen. Tell Freddie I said hi. I love to see you.
I will.
Love you, Eric. Thank you.
I'm going to listen.
Our producer, Ulysses Pop Carter, told us that Freddie Jackson just texted him and he is watching and sending his love to you also.
Oh, hi, Freddie. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
God bless you. And please stay safe out there. I'll see you on the road.
Yes.
That was so nice. I love that.
Hi, Freddie B. Jackson.
Freddie the Jackson.
Big fan. Yes.
Freddie B. Jackson.
That's our show joke with Freddie. It's hilarious.
Freddie B. Jackson.
Freddie B. Jackson. So now it's time for us to play a game called Rapid Fire. Therese, please tell Evelyn how it goes.
Okie dokie. Rapid Fire is our game. It's a word association game. And the way it works is that we will both take turns with saying a word, and you say what immediately comes to mind. So there's no thinking. It's like whatever that provokes. There's no wrong answer. And it's just to give people a peek behind the veil of Evelyn Champagne King.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to go first. Okay. And my word is, first word, queen.
My mom. Mom.
Disco.
'77.
Hey, babe. Good year. Love.
Family.
Community.
Bronx.
Yes. Music.
Soul.
Performance.
Performance. I'm going to say Prince.
Self-care.
Self-care. You.
And my last one would be life.
God.
Yeah. Hey, Javon, you're up next.
Okay. Dancing.
Evelyn.
Singing.
Evelyn.
Church.
Church. Church. Spirit. Party.
Tears.
Child.
Emotion.
90 seconds.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Boss.
Siblings.
Love.
Money.
Gone.
Michael Jackson.
One word.
Just one.
15 seconds.
Amazing.
Shaka Khan. Thank you so very much.
Oh,
and so there's going to be, thank you so much, there's going to be another, you hear that announcement, that lady saying 60 seconds and 90 seconds. We're going to let her run. And then once she finishes announcing.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Once she finishes announcing moments in time, we're going to ask you for two drops.
Okay.
And then basically we'll be done.
Like, I'm Evelyn Chandler King. You know, I know.
Okay. Yeah, so then you can take your handsome husband to dinner.
Like you sleep. You kidding? We're gonna be sitting here watching.
Okay.
I ain't going nowhere.
Oh, no.
Okay, so
we gotta do this some more. I like this. This is
awesome.
This is what I'm saying, Evelyn.
Yeah, it is fun. It's just that I was like, what? I even asked her. I said, Therese, ask her. I said, Javon, what are we going to be talking about? She said, whatever you want to talk. I said, really? So you want me to come on at what time and what time? And what? I'm like, and
chit-chat. I ain't coming just to chit-chat with you.
Yeah, I said, I'm just going to do chit-chat.
Chit-chat on the phone. You get dressed up and chit-chat.
But no, I don't mind this because I still got to, you know, keep up with everybody, and everybody got to keep up with us because we're all we got.
And we'd love to see you. We need to see you, and we have a need to know that you're okay in the world.
I'm okay. Thank God. I thank God every day. I wake up. We all waking up, those of us that can.
Yeah.
You know, we got so much going on, you guys, and it's so horrifically terrible that it's scary. I get stressed as though I'm taking on all the stuff. You know, that's the bad thing. I really need to stop doing in order for me to take care of me, because stress is not a good thing.
No.
Doesn't help anything. It doesn't get us anywhere.
Right.
But I need this in order to bring, you know, my happy joy back again. So
yeah.
I appreciate it.
Oh, nice.
I appreciate it with all my fans. I love you. And don't worry, I'll be ready to drop it like it's hot again. It's coming soon because it's what, Saturday? I can't wait. I cannot wait.
That's what's up.
I cannot wait. It comes good. sing and drive a like that.
Where are you going to be? Tell folks where you're going to be on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I got a serious, what I was doing earlier, I got a serious calendar. I know y'all can't see that, right? You can't see that.
We can see it, sort of. Yeah.
Look at
that.
All the way to 22.
Nice.
All the way to 22. So I know right now, well, one of my shows was postponed already. I'm going to Denver. I'm about to go to Denver. And then I'm going to Anniston, Alabama. And then I'll be in Ontario, California, Orange County, Phoenix, Portugal, Palm Springs, Hard Rock Cafe, Atlantic City. So if I'm in Atlantic City, y'all should take a trip. Just come hang.
Oh,
you know what?
All right.
When you come to Atlantic City, please,
I'll let y'all know. Y'all
let me know, and you know, I'm there.
All right,
I'm a Leslie Poole with me.
Everyone out there in a city or state or country near you, I'll be there. God willing.
That's what's up. So,
yes.
The drop is, hi, this is Evelyn Champagne King, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese. That's the first drop.
Okay, ready? Hi, I'm Evelyn Champagne King, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
You know,
nobody does it better. I know.
Only the real singers call me Javon.
Oh, it's Javon.
But yeah. You know what? That's okay.
I'm sorry. I'm only
her wife.
Okay.
Calls me Javon also. Javon. I don't know. She doesn't do it anymore, but she used to.
And your wife is amazing. Please tell her that.
Thank you.
Well, I'm telling you, you're talking about seeing someone under the table.
I'm surprised she didn't pop in, but she.
Oh my God! What an amazing singer!
Absolutely, but who don't love Monifa? That's how that goes.
You better ask somebody.
Better ask,
right?
How about that?
Like they say, Google me. When I first heard that, y'all, I thought it was hilarious. I said, okay. I'm going to ask people to Google me. It's a comedic thing to them now when I say it, because I go, why don't you just Google me? They go, oh, when I first pop up saying Evelyn, your name pops up all over the thing.
You know, you can't even Google Evelyn without Evelyn Champagne King.
It's only one Evelyn Champagne King, baby.
That's right.
That's why I had to tell them earlier when we spoke earlier, and I said, who's this? Because I was in the middle of 50,000 things. You said, Evelyn. I was like, Evelyn who? Oh, there's another one.
You guys are terrible.
Yes.
In a good way.
What's new since you came on the show or anything like that is that we have a 24-hour radio station. WJBR Internet Radio is internet radio station that's on 24 hours. It's licensed through ASCAP, BMI, SOCAN, and Canada.
So how can I pop on if someone else is on? Just let me know how I can pop on if I want to say something.
You popping on now, really, to be honest, you're popped on. You're popping. You're on and popping.
I'm on and popping. Okay.
You're on and popping.
Well,
at
least I know how to get on here now. This is
exactly
amazing.
And you know what? You can, if you ever find out, because a lot of times, you know, when I tweet out stuff, I'll tweet it to you. You know that, right?
Okay, well, yes.
So if there's ever anybody coming on that you want to like surprise them or something like that, let me know and we'll figure that out. You know,
okay. Also, I'm gonna bring some people to you because there's some people you need to see. Like I said, you gotta talk to T Life.
Yes.
Get Troy back on if y'all have questions about certain things. Because sometimes if I don't remember certain things that was going on at the time where they were doing the business end of it,
uh-huh.
You want to talk to them to ask that question.
Yes.
You know, so.
Definitely,
somebody just said, create your own champagne. You ever thought of Evelyn Champagne?
No, I don't want to do none of that.
That'd be
I don't want to get into the champagne thing. What I want to do is like some lingerie kind of thing for women.
Ooh.
And I love fans. Shaka got that going on also. There's a lot of people, but we all need a fan, Shaka. I understand. But I need to have me a fan out too that I can make something off of. So mm-hmm. I'm going to try and get me a fan that probably where it, you know, it's where something where I don't want to do it so I can patent it. So I'm not going to show you right now. But there's certain little things that I want to come up with on my own just to signify who I am, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have Atlantic City dates yet?
Bubble bath.
Atlantic City, yes.
Can you
The Atlantic City date is Hard Rock, November 26th.
Ooh, that's near my birthday. I might have to do that.
Road trip?
Yeah, road trip.
Love those.
Yep.
Oh, like the movie Girl Trip. Y'all in trouble.
So, Miss Anayo Day, if you are going to Atlantic City, you know, what's up?
She's going?
She said she might have to slide through.
That would be nice. Let's just pray that all of these shows are still going on, y'all.
This is getting
stupid. It's getting really stupid out here. God, please, people, just wear a mask. It's a mask. It's a piece of jewelry, like wearing something. Just for, you know, I understand. Everybody has their own, everybody's individual. I cannot get into, you know, the politics of it. I really don't want to because we should all know what we have to do. We want to be here and we want our family and other people to be here that's surrounding us. Let's do what we're supposed to do. Got to say about that.
Yeah,
exactly.
If you want to see entertainment again, you know, because they're going to start calling it all off.
Yeah.
They get locked down again. And I'm also supposed to be in London, in the UK. I'm supposed to be in the UK. I mean, I love the UK.
Yeah.
I got so many places. I want to go to Philly again. I want to go to New York again. I haven't played anywhere, in a long time. Mm-hmm. It's been forever, ever. But there's so much going on, but we got to get it right.
Yeah.
We got to do it together. We can't do it one singly, you know?
Right.
So.
You want to get that second drop, Jay?
Yeah. Let's get that second drop. But this one is for the radio station.
Okay.
And so the call letters are WJBR Internet Radio. WJBR Internet Radio.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Champagne King, and I'm hanging out on WJBR. JNBR?
No, that was right. You were right. WJBR?
Yeah. Oh, that was right. Girl, that was a good one. Oh,
I know. It was.
All right, action.
Do the shimmy.
Let you fluff. Action.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, I had to shake it off.
Shake it off.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Champagne King, and I'm hanging out with WJBR Internet Radio. One more time. Hi, this is Evelyn Champagne King. And I'm hanging out on WJBR Internet Radio.
Wow.
Well,
that is the bomb.
Yeah.
Ooh, make my love come down.
Oh.
I love you guys.
Love you back.
We got to do this some more. I like it.
Yes.
I don't want people to get it wrong out there if they're looking or not. We're off.
Yeah, they're still here.
Oh, you're still on.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to think that when I'm doing interviews that they're not the only one because I have to do a lot of interviews. But I love doing this concept because, yes, you do get to see me again.
Yeah,
I just hope that I'm always.
You're beautiful.
Sometimes y'all want me to get on at 6 o'clock in the morning. Hell to the no. I love you. But no. I had to say that because some of them want me to get up so early. And I'm going, look, I never miss an interview. That's number one. Never had. Okay, it might have been one. But I don't really miss interviews because I love this, and it's because of you that I'm doing what I'm doing. So I love this, guys, but y'all have to make sure that we are up, popping, and ready.
Yes.
To get on camera because you know, girls, that y'all be out there talking about us. You know, to see a hair. She ain't had no lipstick on. Her eyelash fell. One's leaning and the eyebrows long. I checked things out twice. I even had to ask Javon before I got on.
You know something?
Cool.
We had one of our loves on, and she was literally putting her lashes on while she was talking to us. It is just that kind of
thing.
Shout out to everyone.
But let me quit y'all talking about us in a negative. I'm talking about the fans. We love our fans. But they tell me things when I'm on stage. They let me know I had a hole in my stocking. And I just said, you know what? I'm going to keep on singing because it has nothing to do with my voice.
There you go.
That's it. And just you know, for those who may wonder and say, ooh, she asked Javon how her makeup was. Yeah, that's only for the experts. Like, that's for those who already look good. For those who already look good, you should ask me. All right. If you really like suspect, don't ask me. Go back and do some more and then come back because
I figured, well, you would be more honest. I figured you would be honest.
I was very honest. You are
made up. There's something wrong with something. Let me know. Am I good? You was like, no, you're good.
Exactly.
You know, if there's something missing or something, yeah.
Yeah. You're beautiful.
Okay. Man, this was amazing. And Javon is right. She is such a good time.
That's why you, Rezzy, that you're going to love her.
Yes, yes.
But I'm just being myself, guys, and I appreciate you guys being yourselves as well and doing the interview and wanting to do it. It wasn't actually an interview. It was more like just having a good time together.
Exactly.
I appreciate that.
Evelyn, please tell your friends.
I will.
You know, just...
I will.
Oh, I'm going to... You know what I'm going to do?
I have to get... Remember, we were talking about something.
Yeah.
I have to say, Najee.
Yes.
Ken is out. My husband is also touring with them, Freddie Fox.
Yes.
Najee, you have to get on the show.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, you hear me calling you out on here, so hopefully he can watch it. I'll let him know to ping it in, you know, and watch. And Freddie Fox has to get on here as well.
Yes, yes.
Talk about their hits out there because you all are traveling. And big ups to the musicians and all of my musician friends out there. You know, do what you got to do. This is the platform.
I'm going to send you my wish list.
Yeah, do it. I mean, I don't mind telling people that I know, hey, just you got to check out, get online, get on this, and blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
That's the way to do it.
I know you will. You're a good spirit. I love you so much.
I love
you
guys.
No idea. From day one.
Aww.
From day
one. This is a great time.
I gotta do some more stuff, you know, getting some more things going. But I'm telling you, I still, like I said, we got to get us together in order for us to stay out there.
Exactly.
So.
Well, thank you.
Guys, let's pray for each other. I'm praying for you.
And we keep you.
Yeah, I see you.
Okay. Everybody have a good rest of your week. Enjoy.
Yes.
I hope we helped you get over the hump.
Stay safe.
Stay safe. Wear your damn mask.
Yes. Yes.
Wash your hands.
Washroom.
Yes.
And, you know, be good.
Yes.
Be kind.
Be kind to yourself and one another. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. See y'all on Saturday.
Bye.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Evelyn.
Mwah. Bye.
Love.
Hey.
Men. Community.
People.
Music.
Me. I know it's going to say I'm retarded at the end. Go ahead.
Church.
Ugh. Yuck, ew. Go ahead.
Sex.
Memories.
Javon, you up.
All right. Lyrics.
Oh, work.
Musical.
Genius.
Billie Holiday.
My mama.
Money.
Tragedy.
Shaka Khan.
Girlfriend.
Personality.
Ugh. People don't have it.
But we try. Thank you so much.
Hello, this is Mickey Howard, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Hi, this is Mason, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Perfect.
It's Leon, slightly off of some of your favorite movies, and I'm at brunch in the basement with Therese and Siobhan. Stay here, they're here with me. Stay here, they're here with me. Stay here, they're here with me.
Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see, that's what. You might run through legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show. with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Come on, everybody, a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but you know. Yeah, but she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway, no, she doesn't. She wasn't even there actually. But anyway,
all our office though, Jay.
I'll send you some cologne.
Because,
I mean, you know.
Send me some cologne.
Yeah. Just in case I should meet Shaka Khan, I want to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh, God.
Okie dokie, babe, whatever you say.
With time, so.
And we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yes, thank
well,
you.
Thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, I'm just teasing.